Good morning. I'm in Hungry Pumpkin, and I've had too much coffee this morning and antenna. So if I go like feverishly rambling on through this, you'll know why. I'm sitting with two ladies from Merrymaking, merrymaking.co.uk.
Yeah.
Names, please.
Harry
and Meg.
Is that your real name, Harry?
Yeah, short for Harry.
Like Dirty Harry.
Kind of like
that has Harry. All sorts of connotations. So tell me a little bit about Merrymaking and why you started this project.
We started it just to like fund having fun, really. Like everything we considered fun, we managed to like swap for hoods. So going to festivals, getting food at festivals, everything like that. We realised we could sell or give away hoods in exchange for things.
Right. So that first thing, that first line, fund fun. For me, I don't know if you saw me blog about this yesterday, but that actually sets me up as to understanding your company straight away, because anybody who's that straightforward and that honest from the get-go, we're doing this to fund having fun at festivals.
We'll do it for as long as we're having fun with it and stuff like that. It's just, it's got to be about enjoying it.
So what was it, what brought you to the hats to start with? Because I think that's the strongest thing in the collection.
You'd always been wearing them and playing around in them at uni, and then it was after uni that we sold a couple, and we were like, this is cool, could do this.
So
we've always worn them anyway.
Why did you both, I mean, like, how did you get started? I mean, obviously you got some fabric together, but what was it that made you go, actually, we should start making these production-wise, you know, like, what was it? Was it an event?
It wasn't that planned. It sort of spiralled a little bit into first of all making 21 festival and thinking let's do it again, and then somehow we got roped into some project at the Tate Modern, and we sewed them live for a live event. Yeah, we bought the website pretty early on, and then we met Douglas, who was the guy who interviewed us for a magazine, and we had just an exciting conversation, and he kind of instilled the confidence in us, I think.
So what? So, I mean, I find out about you through a lady who lives in London. She's here for like 3 weeks. So it's quite weird how I heard about you. And I think it's unfortunate that there's great little projects like that that don't seem to get enough coverage. So have you started making these like en masse? How many have you sold?
Probably sold about 2,000 now.
I'd
love to see them all in one place. Wouldn't it look incredible?
You made 2,000 between the two of you?
Well, in the last couple of months, we've had help from 3 other girls.
They've been amazing. They've really got the hang of it now. So they're just like, it's so brilliantly productive in the studio.
Okay.
Where is
the studio?
Just up on Mansfield Road.
Okay. So where are you going to take this to? I mean, I got the impression the other day that you've had a couple of people who are really interested in sort of taking this bigger.
We're going Selfridges in 4 days' time.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, what's weird about that is there's another company, a Mexican food company.
Okay.
A lady started doing Mexican food, and she's in Selfridges as well.
Yeah. Really? And I started doing little pop-up shops, I think.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
It's totally baffling.
So, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you both, and your background in terms of university?
I'm 23 and I did fine art.
Okay.
And I'm 23 as well, and I met Meg doing fine art like foundation course in Brighton, but then I came up to Nottingham and did philosophy.
Okay.
So totally unrelated.
So would you like a shop in Brighton?
Well, this is one of the maybe plans, is moving back to Brighton. It would just be so good.
That would be epic.
I don't want to work behind a shop counter though.
Yeah,
you don't want
that's
to.
The thing. It'd have to be like an open studio or something where sort of sell hoods on the sly.
Well, why don't you do something really hybrid, like turn it into a coffee shop, but also do it as a tutoring place and a fashion place, and do it as an outreach program, you know?
Much more happening than just a shop, because it would bore us.
Yeah.
I think a working studio where people can, if they want to come in and choose fabrics, and we'll make them for them. But I have no interest in just making loads or having a factory do something and then just creating a shop.
It's quite hard, isn't it? Because you want to like push a product. Like there'd be ways of doing it. If we wanted to just push the hoods, we could start a shop. But it is about keeping the job as like the dream job.
Yeah.
So it's got to be as interesting as possible, hasn't it?
So do you think that a lot of people think like that nowadays? Is that they see? I mean, how do you get to that stage? Is it some people that you've seen in jobs being miserable, or is it just part of you that's like, you know what, I don't want to have a job where I'm sort of machined?
I just think we're all taught that you just either have to massively struggle, or you start at the beginning and you're like a runner for someone and you work your way up. And I think we just sort of thought, we never planned to sort of be in like the fashion industry, but we just sort of jumped in and just did exactly the jobs we wanted to be doing, and just sort of created. So it became incredibly interested in sort of branding and marketing, but it wasn't ever a plan.
Okay. So one of the things that I really like about your website is that you have all these pictures of people at festivals wearing your, and like, you can't buy that or have a photographer go and say, I want this kind of style. And I can see a lot of energy and excitement, and like, yeah, people absolutely love them. I mean, the hats are doing well. The capes, I presume, are doing quite well. Have you got, what are the other things you're going to do?
We've got the long sleeve jumpers, and we're not really forcing it. We've tried sometimes to force new designs, and it's just not really worked. So we're just going to wait. And
every now and then something new pops up, and it's just, yeah, we get ridiculously overexcited. And if we stay overexcited about it for a prolonged period of time, we'll do it.
Okay. So where do people actually find your stuff?
Online, I guess, the main thing. And then they're in a few shops around and about the UK. But yeah, mainly online, just word of mouth. Because we've got a thing on the order form asking how people heard of us. And you get some brilliantly random ones, but more than anything, it's just from a friend, from a friend, from a friend.
So what website is that?
MaryMatham.co.uk.
Okay.
With an I, not a Y.